Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
A moment ago, we spoke to the Auditor General around the major concerns that we see when it comes to the AG's report, especially when it comes to municipal financial management. And one thing was quite clear, we continue to see the systemic levels of financial malfeasance, systemic corruption, and the lack of adequate technical ability and skill within the municipal financial management space, given the concern around fruitless and wasteful expenditure still being a key theme that the Auditor General highlights when it comes to adequate financial management. Now, one of the solutions she alluded to was making sure that we actually have the right people in the right jobs doing the right thing. And one way to do that is by making sure that not only are people adequately skilled, they have the necessary academic background, experience, but also ethics to make sure that they abide by the governance and controls that are put in place by the Public Financial Management Act. One person who's going to, I guess, build up on this conversation, primarily focusing on how we have a critical shortage of accountants, especially those who happen to work in the public sector. Natasha Supla, Executive for Ethics, Standards and Public Sector at SICA, the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, joins us now to tell us more. Natasha, thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Gugulethu, for having me.
Excited to speak to you, and I think this is a real beautiful build-up from the previous conversation we had with the Auditor General. But maybe let's start with first things first. Just understanding the size of the talent pool of accountants in South Africa, and specifically those who work within the public sector.
Thank you so much. I think I can touch basis on SICA specifically and the professionals that we have currently. And I would say that about 3% of our total membership works in the public sector. So if you look at that, that is still quite a small portion of professionals from the membership body that's actually in the public sector and considers a career in the public sector itself.
Okay, let's take a look at that in terms of understanding the crisis that we continue to face, right? Especially when it comes to critical accounting shortage. Is that a reality that we're facing in the country?
It is actually a reality, specifically if you look at the public sector, and you've had the AG come through now as well to discuss the report that was released today. And a lot of the mishaps that happens from a financial reporting perspective is as a result of the vacancies that exist in the finance units in the public sector. So if you look at it from that perspective, yes, there's a shortage specifically in the public sector of professionals who have the right skills and qualifications to support government in improving their finance management.
What's quite interesting around the research that you've done is that it's quite clear that we need more accountants, professional accountants and chartered accountants within the public sector. But those very same accountants often choose to transition to the private sector, or like me, to a whole nother career in media. So help us understand, Natasha, what are the reasons for accountants opting not to work in the public sector?
When we actually did the research, they were, I'll name the two main issues. The one was the negative perception. I think we do note the issues in the public sector, the environment that members have to work in, the fraud, the corruption, the insufficient consequence management, and all of this has a negative perception of the public sector. And as a result of that, members who go into the public sector then tend to take on or reflect that negative perception as well. The second one is threats and intimidation. Through engagements with members in the public sector, many times you would hear of the threats, intimidation that they do experience either for not being requested not to do the right thing or to turn a blind eye on certain things. And I think from a professional perspective, that becomes difficult given that they have to abide to a code of conduct and report wrongdoings.
And that's important because, you know, it's almost if there's a stigma to following consequence. And I'm assuming because there isn't a level of protection, dare I say it, for those who actually do prioritize controls. Would that assumption be correct?
So the environment is quite weak from that perspective. I think there still needs to be a lot of improvement coming through. Supports overall, I think apart from government, as professional bodies as well, who have professionals in the public sector, that support becomes more important if you do have members going into a sector, and the environment is not strong enough to maintain a professional. What support do professional bodies provide to those members as well? So we can say that yes, government has a role to play in improving, but us as citizens, as well as the professional bodies, also have a responsibility to ensure that the environment is conducive and we are able to support those that are going into it.
What's quite important, though, is that we continue to hear the fact that the sector or the public sector must professionalize immediately and urgently. The Auditor General, Tsakani Maluleke, mentioned that in our previous conversation. It's also feedback that we hear from SAICA very often. But for those who don't understand how the industry works or how the private public sector also works, help us understand what professionalization looks like and why it perhaps hasn't been adopted and how it can be implemented at a expedited pace.
Yeah, so over the years, there weren't minimum competencies within the public sector. So if you look at officials in the finance sector specifically, they would have not have had a qualification and would have been appointed in those areas. So they would have the inability of knowing the standards, knowing what controls to implement. But over the years, this has slowly been turning. Because of the poor audit outcomes, and there has been an outcry, like the AG would have done, is that we need professionals who understand the standards, who understand how to implement controls, to be employed and to support an improvement in audit outcomes as well as the financial management in the sector. A couple of years ago, government has approved and has taken this seriously, where they've approved a framework to professionalize the sector. And professionalization looks at specifically having individuals with the required skills. So you have a CFO who has the required qualification to discharge his responsibilities and ensure that the finances in his department are appropriately recorded and reflected on financial statements. So it's having people with the right skills and qualification to support government to grow the economy.
100%. The right skills, of course, the right level of support as well, and follow through. Speaking of the right skills and support, it also needs to speak to accountability. And the AG again referenced this in our previous conversation by saying we do need to be mindful that when it comes to the current climate of the management of municipalities, there's a political alignment to it, which then speaks to the kind of skills that are deployed or individuals who would be deployed. Let's talk about accountability for a little bit longer, especially just in terms of understanding how do we ensure that when there are bad municipal managers or even mayors in the system, we're able to hold them to account, even in their individual capacity.
So ultimately, the councils, the mayors, the municipal councils are responsible for the oversight of the municipality. When we do bring professionals into the system, those professionals do understand the legislation and what is required in terms of implementing proper governance. And having said that, those professionals then also have a responsibility to call out where those governance structures are not working. So bringing in professionals who would hold, or not only hold, but also advise municipal councillors, because if you look in many municipalities, the councillors themselves do not have the required knowledge and skills, and you would require a professional to actually educate them and through that process hold them accountable to implement proper controls and oversight at that municipality.
100%. Natasha, I guess to close off with, you know, how do we see this moving forward? Number one, encouraging accountants who are well-trained and educated in this space and who are professionals to actually, number one, be inspired to move into the public sector. But what recommendations are there as well for the public sector in order to attract this kind of talent and provide a conducive environment of support and growth for them?
They need to be willing to acknowledge firstly that the environment needs to be improved so that it is an enabling environment to attract professionals. And once that takes place, and once the environment is at a level where a professional can work without any fear, that attraction will come through, where you'll find more professionals coming through. I think the main thing now is that professionals are deterred from going through the public sector because of the lack of controls, the lack of support that they do receive. And I think the support and collaboration, the advocacy that's required by stakeholders to enforce that, the environment for the public sector is an environment for professionals, is important as well.
100%. Natasha, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it this evening and for giving us some insight and detail into this conversation. If I ever decide to become an accountant again, in practice, I have the qualification and all, but yeah, I think I just might knock on your door at SAICA for some direction. But I also don't mind reading the numbers on this end here. So hopefully my contribution is still valued, right?
Yes. And we will be welcoming you if you do knock on our door. So we look forward to that as well.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much, Natasha. Really appreciate your insights and helping us navigate a conversation that really dovetails so well into the Auditor General's report tonight. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Natasha Supal, Executive for Ethics, Standards and Public Sector at SAICA, the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, helping us understand how we make sure that more accountants ensure that they enter into the public sector, right? Otherwise, we would see a minimization of the levels of poor governance and controls we see in municipalities, reducing the level of financial malfeasance and poor audit reports that we often see from the Auditor General.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.